The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
First, let me welcome to the programme Adrian Weckler, who's the technology editor with the Irish Independent. Adrian, I want to ask about Twitter and Elon Musk, two of our favourite topics in a few minutes. But first, it strikes me, I think tomorrow is the 1 year anniversary of the HSE cyber attack. What have we learned in that year about cybersecurity in this country, and have we implemented those lessons?
So the second question first, to a degree we have. We've beefed up what we call the National Cyber Security Center, and that is notionally the agency that is supposed to connect all the dots in the machinery of government and state bodies to fend off or to inform or to deal with cyber attacks. So that agency has been boosted. It's up to, I think, 35, 40 people should get up to around 50 by the end of the year. Budget has been increased. However, stepping back, it's really just a drop in the ocean. So would we be able to better fend off an attack if one were to occur like what happened last year? It's very, very debatable. Last week, we saw a couple of senators, Senator Jared Crockwell and also Senator Malcolm Byrne, essentially say that they don't think Ireland would be capable of fending off a significant cyber attack. And their criticism essentially is that we don't take security seriously. We don't take it as seriously as other countries that tend to invest more in things like defence and policing. So it's a mixed scorecard.
And I think, like, what is the assessment from within the technology industry, Adrian? Because you'd have a better, a sense of the feelings there. I mean, is Jared Crockwell right?
I would say that there is some sympathy for his position, in as much as they think about it. The way the tech industry is set up really here is a bunch of large multinationals. Now, by and large, they look after their own cybersecurity. They're not really relying on a state apparatus like, some kind of a GCHQ in the UK in the US or even in sort of medium-sized European countries. They largely look after their own security. So I don't get the sense from talking to them that they're especially worried about a cyber attack targeting them. They have their own systems in place. It's really the rest of us, and it's more state bodies that might be vulnerable. So last year's attack on the HSE cost over 100 million euro. The last time I queried the figures in the HSE, they were still using quite a lot of Windows 7 computers. Now, they will say that that's an obsolete system, by the way. They would say that that's not necessarily an indicator that they don't interact with the internet, and therefore we shouldn't be worried about that. But the general overall point, I don't think there's anyone in the tech industry who would say that Ireland is in any way at the vanguard or a leader or even really keeping up when it comes to cybersecurity.
All right. Well, if we're not keeping up, I mean, that is an indictment. When you talk about big tech companies, let me ask you about Twitter then and Elon Musk. So what's the latest development? What's happened?
The latest is that Elon Musk, world's richest man, the CEO of Tesla, who wanted to buy Twitter, who launched this aggressive bid to buy Twitter for the purpose of, as he said, to make sure that there was free speech. He now says he has paused that bid because, he says, or he claims, he's not sure that only 5% of Twitter accounts are spam accounts or bots. Now, just to cut through all the nonsense here, what's actually happened is that the share price of his company, Tesla, a very valuable company, $1 trillion company, has collapsed in the same way as all the tech companies have. That's important because he was relying on the value of his Tesla shares to fund the purchase of Twitter, right? So with the value of those shares falling, that means that he may not be able to easily afford to buy Twitter. So he now says he's pausing that.
So this is down to affordability, genuinely. Elon might not have the 40-odd billion that he said he had.
Yeah, you see, the thing is, the way that he wanted, Twitter is a publicly traded company. It's in the stock market. You or I can buy shares in Twitter. Well, I can't because I write about it, but you get the point. And the way he was going to buy Twitter was to essentially offer the biggest shareholders through the board a premium price at around $54 per share, which at this point is way above what Twitter is currently trading at, because, again, the share price of Twitter has fallen so far. So if he were to honor his pledge to buy it at that $54, in a way he'd be a fool, because he'd be paying double the premium now. So there, he has two reasons now to back out, to try and renegotiate the deal, get it at a lower price, or just back out altogether.
Wow, it's remarkable. The world's richest man struggling to get the cash together, possibly. I mean, there is another narrative that you hear as well, Adrian, and it's that he never intended to buy it.
I mean, look, you cannot discount that. It is possible that he was doing all this for the crack and for a certain amount of attention. We know that he does that anyway on Twitter, and with his 80 million followers, he's known as the trickster god. He will tweet things kind of just for the divilment of it. Nevertheless, this would be another level. He's gone to extraordinary lengths to convince people that he is serious about buying Twitter. He repeated it again today. He said, look, I paused my bid, but I am still committed to buying Twitter. I think overall he probably is.
And I mean, how has he given a timeline for how long he expects Twitter to come back with facts and figures as to how many accounts are actually spam or bots or trolls or whatever?
No, this was based on information that Twitter divulged in a filing to the Securities and Exchange Commission earlier. But he doesn't really have to give those type of timelines, because what he has shown is that he can successfully do is to bully Twitter into doing anything he wants. Twitter, don't forget, didn't want to sell at all in the first place. This came out of the blue. He managed to shove that down their throats anyway. He'll probably be able to do the same thing again. He already has the CEO of Twitter removing key executives with others leaving the company. So the evidence so far is that he has captured Twitter's soul to an extent. So there's no reason to think he couldn't make them do what he wants again.
Adrian Weckler, technology editor with the Irish Independent. Adrian, thanks a million.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.